This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Just a short time ago, the Arkansas Supreme Court lifted a stay of executions set for tonight and next week. The legal situation remains very fluid, with filings, rulings, and appeals being made, with two men set to die tonight, then three next week. The executions are planned before a supply of one lethal injection drug expires at the end of the month. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports that secrecy and a lack of information obscure whether adequate safeguards are in place to use the controversial drug midazolam.
Arkansas's secrecy law prevents the names of drug manufacturers and sellers from being public. It also protects the identities of people carrying out executions. Department of Correction Director Wendy Kelly says at the beginning of each execution, witnesses will only see a curtain.
They won't view the IVs being placed because the person doing that is, that person's identity is protected. So once the IVs are in place, then the curtain opens and they will see the execution.
A large dose of midazolam, a sedative, is injected into the inmate once IVs are inserted. Attorney Julie Vandiver says midazolam is the reason some executions have been botched in other states. She says problems tend to start even before the drug is given.
Gaining IV access is a critical portion of the process, and in order to know whether or not the drugs are being administered to the person, and that's part of the process that has gone wrong in a lot of these other executions, including Clayton Lockett famously.
In Oklahoma's 2014 execution of Clayton Lockett, it took almost 30 minutes to insert an IV because of difficulty accessing a vein. It was eventually put in his groin. Later reports showed midazolam diffused throughout his body, making it ineffectual. Midazolam is supposed to work as an anesthetic, but experts argue over whether it will. The protocol doesn't address what should be done if, like in the case of Clayton Lockett, an inmate appears to be conscious and in pain, writhing on the gurney after the second and third drugs are given. Ziva Brandstetter is a journalist who witnessed Lockett's execution. Her reporting showed that Oklahoma's execution protocol also lacks specificity for such a problem.
There were no contingency plans if something went wrong. There was no backup plan, no backup drugs. They had a backup doctor who didn't even know he was supposed to be, you know, doing anything other than pronouncing death.
A state investigation into Lockett's death found that a lack of staff training was one of multiple problems in Oklahoma's procedure. Attorneys for inmates in Arkansas say state secrecy blocks disclosure about execution staff training to insert IVs and how to intervene if something seems to be awry. Arkansas's publicly available protocol simply says the two people on the IV team must either be a nurse, a physician's assistant, or an EMT. Director Kelly says the department has been preparing.
The preparations are in place, but we will walk through the process just to make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible.
Another uncertainty in Arkansas's plan is what will happen after the execution if something does go wrong. Department of Correction officials have testified they plan to hold confidential briefing sessions after every day of double executions. Up to 12 witnesses are required by law to be at every execution. Kelly says their feedback won't be solicited, but can be given.
Their role is to observe, and that's all they're there to do. If they believe something's gone wrong, then they certainly can contact the governor's office.
State and federal courts put Monday's executions on hold. Another pair are scheduled for tonight, pending court appeals. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.